Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Good morning, Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. Former Nebraska All-American lineman and Outland Trophy winner Zach Wiegert has been named as one of 21 members in the 2022 class of the College Football Hall of Fame. Wiegert told Hale Varsity Radio on ESPN Lincoln Monday. After hearing the announcement, he started to reflect back on the success and teammates he had at Nebraska.
You know, I always have told my other linemen, I'll mention them by name every time something like this happens. So Brandon Stye, Aaron Graham, Joel Wilkes, and Rob Zatica, this is as much a testament to them because you don't win stuff like this as an individual playing offensive line.
Wiegert was on Nebraska's 1994 National Championship team. The induction ceremony will be in December. Also from Husker football camp, head coach Scott Frost Monday announced that Bill Bush will be Nebraska's new special teams coordinator. Georgia's defense sealed the sweetest victory in program history, vanquishing rival Alabama 33-18 to win the college football playoff national title on Monday. Keely Ringo intercepted this underthrown deep ball down the sideline by Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young and returned it 79 yards for a touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Throws to the near side, intercepted at the 21-yard line, and Keely Ringo bringing it back across midfield, across the 30, inside the 20, Ringo scores!
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN Radio in a game that was heard on ESPN Lincoln. It's Georgia's first national title in football since 1980. The Nebraska men's basketball team is back home tonight to host Illinois at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Tip off at 7:30 on BTN. The Creighton men's basketball team, they're back on the home court at CHI Health Center Omaha tonight. The Blue Jays welcome in Providence. Game time in Omaha's at 8 on FS1. Nebraska's Alexis Markowski was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week for the third time this season on Monday. And boys basketball tonight over on ESPN Lincoln, FM 101.5, 1480 AM. Class B top 10 ranked Waverly will host Elkhorn Mount Michael. Coverage begins at about 6:50, brought to you by the Sportscasters Club. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.